isikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Amachono wabethu, olambulela ngenjabulo enkulu kuStudio 7 ngolesithathu mhlaka 21 inhlangula 2023 ngoPlaxet Jeremiah. Endaweni zethu lamhlanje.
Namhla ngizofaka amaphepha ami kwi-nomination court ukuvela kumele kwenziwe xa ukuthi umuntu uzafuna ukangena kukhetho. Abantu bangimelele nje ukuthi ngizosebenza nabo. Yindawo esalela emuva kakhulu efuna i-development. Ngabele ngumuntu we-development. Bese sengiqalisile ukuthi imigwaqo, ukuthi amanzi, ukuthi amagetsi nokunye okunjalo. Wi-Fi laba i-special for youth ukuthi kube ne-digital connect.
Bekuyisiphithiphithi yemithethondaba yokubhalisa labo abafisa ukuncintisa kukhetho lwalonyaka bemele amabandla abo ezombusazwe uma nomination court ezabelweni zonke zelizwe.
Indaba ye-nomination fee isuke yasiphambanisa thina njengebandla ngoba besilokhu sile themba lokuthi bazayehlisa amafisi. But bagcina befika kustage sokuthi besitshele sokusela amalanga amalutshwane ukuthi baqhubeka nge-$1,000.
Abebandla LMRP labo benelisile ukuthi babhalise amalunga abo azancintisa kukhetho lwalonyaka kunomination court kubulawayo. Ngesikhathi umhlaba wonke unanza usuku lwe-Refugee Day izolo, abeZimbabwe kwelebutsana bakhiphe imizwa etshiyeneyo ngokuhlala kwabo elizweni elingumakhelwane. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. Bekuyisiphithiphithi emithethondaba yokubhalisa labo abafisa ukuncintisa kukhetho lwalonyaka bemele amabandla abo ezombusazwe kuma-nomination courts endaweni ezitshiyeneyo zelizwe. Abantu bedlula abalishumi babikwa bebhalisile namhlanje befuna ukuncintisa kukhetho lokudinga umongameli welizwe. Kodwa kubika kube lokuxokozela ezigabeni ezijiyeneyo zelizwe lapho kubhalisa labo abafuna ukuncintisa ukuba ngamalunga edale lephalamende. Okugcine kubangela ubana abanye bakhethe ukubhalisa bezimele bengela mabandla ezombusazo abawameleyo. Kubika uEzra Chisa Sibanda, weStudio 7, ekoBulawayo.
Abafuna ukumela amabandla abezombusazwe babuye ngobuningi obulawayo ukuzofaka amaphepha lembadalo yokuthi benelise ukuncintisa kukhetho lwama-harmonized elections olwenziwa mhlaka 23 Ncwabakazi. Umphathintwabo wezemali uProfessor Mthuli Ncube yena ufake amaphepha akhe emele ibandla le-ZANU-PF elokitshini le-Court Park obulawayo.
Namhla ngizofaka amaphepha ami kwi-nomination court ukuvela kumele kwenziwe xa ukuthi umuntu uzafuna ukangena kukhetho. Abantu bangimelele nje ukuthi ngizosebenza nabo. Yindawo esalela emuva kakhulu efuna i-development. Ngabele ngumuntu we-development. Bese sengiqalisile ukuthi imigwaqo, ukuthi amanzi, ukuthi amagetsi nokunye okunjalo. Wi-Fi laba i-special for youth ukuthi kube ne-digital connectivity.
Bekukhandelwa ukuthi Ncube uzancintisana no-Dr. Thokozani Khuphe we-Citizens Coalition for Change. Kodwa sizancintisana nalo osakhulayo uMnumzana Phasa Sibanda we-Court Park.
Nxa sisuka lapho amaphepha esengenile akusamiwa sesingene e-ground isigijima sokukhankaswa i-Court Park isikhendulekayo. Ngazalelwa ngakhulela e-Court Park so ngiyakwazi ukufunakalayo njalo ngingumfana omncane osakwanisa ukufisha.
Ibandla lezaphu lalo liyancintisa kulolu khetho. Umnumzana Andrew Ndlovu ufuna ukumela inkulumane uchaza kabanzi ukuthi kungani ibandla lakhe lingancintisi kumongameli.
Isizathu silula nje ukuthi wona la mafizi vele ama-20,000 kuvele kulokhuyana for 1,000 to 20,000 akula ratio calculation lapho. So these izinto ezinye ezikhatha zivele ziyimigoqo yokuthi izaphu ibisifaka ama-MPs namakhansilazi.
Umnumzana Trust Mkhonazi ngwenza apho njalo ofuna umela iphumula yena besebotshiwe eqeda ukufaka amaphepha akhe.
Ngithe ngiqeda ukufaka amaphepha waso asesiyahlala phansi sisalinde i-process yabo. Wasosuka lojaha omunye ohlala eceleni kwami lapho. Ngasengithika ngiphi i-contacts zakhe, ngasebhala i-contacts zakhe ephepheni. Mina ngasenginyenyezela ukuthi ngitrust ngitrust inquiries ngisenze ukuthi ngase ngifonela yinjenge ngabotho
obemela entumbane edalela parliament omnumzana dikilizwe thuma we triple c ujiwe ngaphandle kodwa ugcine faka amaphepha akhe ezimele yedwa independent candidate
i-election eziwe entumbane hall ngaba bhuqa bonke ngizothi ngifunda fence dube labo bonke ababekhona surprisingly I've been omitted from the contest, final contestant. I was disqualified on the last minute. I received my disqualification on the 11th hour on a Friday at 11 p.m. If we fail to fight for ourselves, then we are allowing the system to be paralyzed.
Ukoko, Sanelisiwe Chuma, obefakwe ukutamele triple C njengo senator, kodwa bamvimba abanye bakhe ukuthi angene. Uzonde okwamagama.
This is my chance kade ngifanele ngibe layo mina ukuthi lami 5 years zona lezi, iparty la ikingizwe ikhokhonize njengomuntu ukuthi khona kwala bantu abadala labo. Ingazani izalo ngale izalukazi zigcwele khona ngale bayazinanzelela kanti mina enganazwa unjani
ozamela imakhandeni kukhetho luzami nzela Disel Patila uthi ikitribusi yimuli ucela ukuthi babambane
into esiyikhangeleyo ukuthi sibe lo president olohlonzi njengobana silayo ubaba uNelson Jamisa njalo futhi sisenza njalo enelise ukuthi uza kuba le cabinet nxa sesingenile sesisembusweni wonke umuntu uza kuba lakho aza kwenza akulamuntu ovalelwa phandle ngokunjalo akekho umuntu owinileyo akekho umuntu odliweyo sonke singamalunge bakhe
usenjalo abanye abebandla le-TPC kusenate lakupiara amaphepha abo bengavunyelwanga ukuthi afakwe kodwa kuthiwa aphuzile bekungakhandi ukuthi azathiwani singabuyike emoyeni amasingo eben kubika kulokuphoselana aqatha phakathi kwabasekela umeya walelo dolobho webandla le-TPC umnumzana Colin Mabokhe nabasekela igqwetha elilwela amalungelo oluntu umnumzana Martin Mureri webandla linye ongiyo losekelo lwebandla ukuthi ancintise elimele Mabokhe ucine ekhetha ukuncintisa ezimele ethi noyi abasekeli be-ZANU PF babikwa labo beke bahluphana sebefuna ukuvimba abanye abakhethwa libandla besithi kababafuni idalele nomination court lihlale ezigabeni zonke zelizwe namhlanje okwamanje akwaziwa ukuthi izozala nkomoni njengoba kulabaningi abakade belokhu bengakenelisi indingeko zonke zokubhalisa besabhekane lokunzima obugoqela kusilela kwembadalo lokunye yima nathi 7 nikobulawayo igama langu ezwa Jesus Banda
Lokhu sisedabeni lunye ole nominations court abebandla ele MRP lapho labo benelisile ukubana babhalise amalunga abo azancintisa kukhetho lwalonyaka. Anastasia Ndlovu Studio 7 obelethuba lokuxoxa nobhala obona ngokwethula kwemibiko kuleli bandla umnumzana Mbonisi Gumbo ochasisa ukuthi bakuhambise njani namhlanje.
Ibizwe lami ngumbonisi Gumbo oyemphakazi Republic Party lapha size ukuzoncedisa ama-comrades ukuthi angene as candidates for ama-councillors kobulawayo.
Magistrate ngale lihambe njani kuma-MP?
Indaba ye-nomination fee isuke yasiphambanisa thina njengebandla ngoba besilokhu sile themba lokuthi bazayehlisa ama-fees. But bagcina befika kusteji sokuthi besitshele sokusela amalanga amalutshwane ukuthi baqhubeka nge-$1,000 esuke yasikhama njengebandla elingela funding kwezinye indawo sifandwa ngama-members ethu so kusike kwasehlula ukuthi sifielde ama-MPs amaningi kodwa sifakile abalutshwane emat south nabalutshwane futhi emat north lakobulawayo so sizobakwazi kusasa kumbe ebusuku namhlanje ukuthi abaphumeleleyo bangaka ama-councillors ukuthi la ma-MPs mangaka aphumeleleyo
lithini ngokuswelakala kwamabizo abantu ku-voters roll
yinto esiyethusa kakhulu sikhuluma nje kule 3 ama-candidates ethu lapha kobulawayo aseke abiselwa endlini ukuthi bayodinga ama-nominators ngoba ama-nominators ade bawafakile kuthiwa kabonakali ku-voters roll kodwa thina besile siqiniselo sokuthi ngama-registered voters so omunye ushota nge-2 omunye ubeshota nge-1 so sebehambile ukuthi bayelungisa baphenduke njalo futhi ngapha ku-nomination court yinto esidanisa kakhulu eyenza ukuthi singabi lesiqiniseko sokuthi ukhetho lolu luzabe lu-free and fair August 23.
Yiwini elikukhangeleleyo kusukela namuhla usiyafika ilanga lokhetho lalapho sokumenyezela ukhetho impumelelo yokhetho
into esikhangeleleyo ukuthi kusukela namhlanje imedia ivuleke isinikeze lathi amathuba ukuthi sikhulume lokuthi sikampeni basipublicize labo enye into esikhangeleleyo ukuthi amapolisa engahluphi abantu bakithi engahluphi amacandidates wethu engahluphi amaparty officials ngama-clearance lawa abafuna abo 14 days labo 7 days sikhangelele ukuthi from now on ama candidates ethu akwazi ukungena through in fact akwazi ukukampaign ezindlini lokungena lapho kumele bangene khona bekhankasa bengahlutshwa ngamapolisa.
Impumelelo yokhetho lithini na?
Ngeyinye yezinto esicabanga ukuthi iqakatheke kakhulu for ama-councillors lama-MPs sikhangelele ukuthi kwenzakale according to i-constitution yethu ethi khona okhetho kumele ku-announce ama-results within 5 days njalo sikhangelele ukuthi kungabile violence njalo kungabile intimidation from state security.
Lithini nje ngayo indlela ukhetho luhleleke ngayo oluka-2023?
Okwakhathesi in terms of nomination is it ayangi isiphalise nzima basitshela kusesele isikhathi bathi sibisa amafom and beselectile amafom abanye balethe 3 days back 4 days back so in terms of the actual process ngapha angeke sikhale kangako kodwa iprocess eyiyo eqhakathekileyo ngecampaign yiyo esingala freedom khona ukuthi sikhulume labantu sikhankase sifake ama posters ethu senze imhlangano because amapolisa abese harassa every now and then.
Lo bekungumnumzana Mbonisi Gumbo unobhala obona ngokwethulwa kwemibiko ebandleni ele MRP. Ngesikhathi umhlaba wonke unanza usuku ole World Refugee Day izolo, abeZimbabwe kwelebotswana bakhiphe imizwa etshiyeneyo ngokuhlala kwabo elizweni elingumakhelwane. Kukanti ke abayiziphepheli bona bekhala ngokuthi ngabe bayakhitshwa ezinkambeni bafakwe emphakathini. Into ethile zindaba ye-Studio 7 umqondisi Dube usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Noma nje sekusele ihlekana labeZimbabwe abayiziphephele abahlala enkambeni yeDukwi engaphandle kwedolobho leFrancistown kulokho kulabaningi abangaphandle abangena kuleli lizwe bezodinga ukuziphilisa. Abanye bathi noma nje kunzima ukuphila ngaphandle kwelizwe akufani lekhaya lapho amathuba omsebenzi kanye lawo umnotho esiya encipha. Umzana Faithon Sibanda wasuka eZimbabwe ngomnyaka ka 1999 uthi eBotswana kuyaphileka yenaso enelisa ukuvula ibhizimusi noma nje wafika ngumuntu owayesenza imisentshazanyana ama-peace jobs.
Impilo yethu lapha eBotswana njengoba sitshiyene nendlela esiphila ngazo sitshiyene thina eziku-construction hhayi siyadobhadobha imisebenzi siyayithola ngikhulume esayidini yami mina ngiyayidobhadobha sini eminye imisebenzi hamba kuyikubona i-reputation yakho injani uthi uphila njani nabantu ungaphuma umsebenzi wenza kanjani wenza kahle kumbe usuthi ungaboni imali ubusunyamalala.
Uthi ngitsho la kwezinye inhlangothi ezifana lemisebenzi ezandla lokho yamathuba ekhona kwabeZimbabwe.
Sebenza amathuba emisebenzi maningi ngoba isikhathi sezulu abacenti abo zizokwenza vele kuningi kakhulu labafuna ukuthi umsebenzi usebenze emasimini lezinkomeni kuningi kakhulu kuyatholakala uhlabela ama-advert anibe badinga abantu abanjenganabo ye kuyatholakala sibi umsebenzi ukhona ekuphileni moya kuphile kangcono sibili amangabani yaphile kangcono abantu bonke abasuke ekhabesa lapha mbona balutshwane umuntu angasefungubuyeleka ngoba basedubeke kakhulu.
Unkosikazi Sindiso Sibanda yena usebenza njengomphathisikolo eHabroni uthi la mathuba abomama abaphume bangena kwele Botswana akhona.
Ngombono wami omama labobaba abaselizweni leBotswana balama opportunities alinganayo sokusiya nje ngomuntu ukuthi umuntu yena uzimisele kangakanani kulokho akufunayo. Nxa uzimisele njalo ukhuthele usebenza kakhulu uyaphumelela konke okwenzayo. Okungaba yidisadvantage kungaba kubomama ekuthini ezikhathini eziningi abantu abangomama bakhangelelwa phansi njalo kulalokho esikubiza sithi yi-GBV, gender based violence.
Ngesikhathi kunanzwa ilanga lesiphepheli izolo eDukwi, oZimbabwe bekhuluma emele isiphepheli unkosazana Patience Dakaona, ucele uhulumende weBotswana ukuthi abakhulule baphume enkambeni bangene bayihlala emphakathini labo.
Iningi lesiphepheli ngelivela emazweni elingasoke libuyele khona. Isifiso sethu ukuthi uhulumende angezelele inani lesiphepheli elingeniswa kumphakathi.
Ngokunjalo obemele inhlanganiso yesiphepheli umhlaba wonke jikelele e-United Nations High Commission for Refugees, Mnumzana Igwe Siyabhanu, ulandule imbiko ethi abeZimbabwe ababehlala enkambeni yeDukwi babuyiselwa ekhaya ngokubanjwa ngamandla.
I think it was a good movement and good repatriation, and I'm hearing that some Zimbabwe...
Ngokubona kwami babuyiselwa ekhaya kuhle. Ngizwa kule mbiko ethi abanye babo sebaphenduka bezodinga imisebenzi lamanye amathuba okuziphilisa kwele Botswana.
Noma nje inombolo zitshengisa ukuthi kusele isiphepheli zeZimbabwe ezingaphansi kwamashumi amabili enkambeni yeDukwi, ababuya bezophephela izathu zombusazwe kule nkulungwane lenkulungwane zabanye abahlala phandle bona bangena bezodinga amathuba okuziphilisa, labo abangabalelwa ukuthi yisiphepheli zokuhlukuluzwa ngumnotho welizwe langokuswelakala kwendlela zokunakekela ababizwa ngesiNgisi ukuthi ngama-economic refugees. Inombolo zogatsha lukahulumende weZimbabwe olwezimstates ziveza ukuthi kulabe Zimbabwe abaphose befike inkulungwane ezingamashumi amahlanu, i-48,000 abangena kwele Botswana kusukela ngomnyaka ka-2012. Ngingumqondisi Dube oyindaba ze-Studio 7, ngisabona kwele Botswana.
Kwezivela kwamanye amazwe, indodana kamongameli Joe Biden welemelika uHunter usevumelene labatshutshisi ukuthi uzavuma amacala amathathu awetheswayo aphathelane lokungahlawuli imithelo yakhe nemfanelo kanye lokuba lombhobho yena esebenzisa izidakamizwa. Umsakazi weVoice of America uthi uHunter uzavuma amacala amabili awokwehluleka ukubhadala imithelo eye-federal tax ngomnyaka 2017 la ngo-2018. Icala lezidakamizwa lona lisukela ekuthini ngo-2018 uHunter wathenga umbhobho waqamba amanga kwababamthengiselayo esithi akasebenzisi izidakamizwa kodwa esazi mhlophe ukubana wayesebenzisa i-cocaine. UHunter yena oleminyaka yokuzalwa engamashumi amahlanu lantathu 53 ubikwa engasoze yapike kodwa ulakho kujeziswa phansi kohlelo oleprobation lokumfakela imigoqo yokuthi phakathi kweminyaka ethize kumele aziphathe kuhle engadali amacala. Esigabeni sethu lapho esiphatha okumayelana labadabuka eZimbabwe asebehlala kwamanye amazwe, namhlanje uGibbs Dube uxoxa lomnumzana Joyo Busani Masuku ohlala kwele South Africa.
Nangise South Africa endaweni yase Cresta.
Uye kunjani Cresta kona?
Hayi engakusho ukuthi ku right khona but nyazi baba there's nothing sweeter than home.
Yebo,
njalo nje nokuhlalela evalweni ngalezi zinto ezenzakalayo boma deep sluts epitoli into efana naleyo, so isenza ukuthi nanxa sisebenza sigcine sisebenza ngetrauma into efana naleyo.
Ngokugcina kusuka buhlungu ukuthi usebenze khona.
Yebo, ngoba awukwazi okulandelayo ngoba usungathulele ngasemalokishini thola ukuthi umuntu akungenela asithi ngipoyisa, thola ukuthi akuloni ipoyisa nje umuntu nje ufuna uzoku-rate akuthathe into zakho.
Ye, so singathi wena kuyini okwakususekhaya waze wafika khona ngapho nxa waseka amafishane?
Mina okwangisusekhaya ukuthi ngingubaba ngineminyaka ewu-36 nginey'ngane ey'ntathu zamantombazane eziyukuthi zidinga ukuthi ngizikhulise ngizibone zisiba ngelikusasa elihle nazo. Ngisenabazali umama nobaba sebegugile, umama nawo una-67 and then ubaba naye ulanda naye 78 khona lapho. So okuwukuthi I'm a breadwinner mina ngakithi, okuthi wonke umuntu usuke ebhekele mina ukuthi ngifake ukudla etafuleni ukuthi abantwana bami mina bahlala kuBulawayo, so ngiyenza show ukuthi kuBulawayo kufuze ngisende ukuthi bedle bebhadale i-rent bebhadale igezi, ngoba phela ugesi wakuBulawayo kusilo wethu lo esiwuthubhela lapha ebalokishini. Na nasekhaya kunjalo, ngiyenza show ukuthi ubaba naye ithole okokuthi elusise umfana wenkomo, naye bekwazi ukugayisa ma kuholwa befuna la amadola wabo, bekwazi nabo ukubhadala. So I always make sure ukuthi ngiyathumezela ekhaya. So yiyo le nto yangenza ukuthi ngisuke ngizosebenza la nje, ngiyaqinisela ukuhlala la kulele kwelasemzansi ngoba angina another option.
Hey, kulobuzima mfowethu, manje-ke kuphile kanjani, njalo usebenza umsebenzi onjani ba?
Ngisesikolweni kahle kahle okuthiwa yinot high school, yilapho engisebenza khona. Ngisebenza as a second estate manager lapho, kodwa ngisebenzisa izandla zami, yes, yize zangenza ukuthi ngingene lapha nengqondo engaqinanga ukuthi I can weld nokukhuluma nomlungu. Umlungu ngathi ngicela ungenzele into so ngiyakwazi ukuthi ngiyenze leyo. So yiyo le nto yangenza ukuthi ngingene lapha ngize ngifike kulesi stage.
Kunzima kangakanani kulabo masuku?
Ubunzima ohlangana nabo, weli bengakhuluma behind my back noma bethini, bangibize ngamagama, kodwa-ke angilandeli kakhulu because mina ngingakho lapho, ngiyazi ukuthi ngifuna ukuphila kuphele, yikho engingakho lapho.
So singathi-ke nxa usukhangele sibili ukusebenza khonapho, kuyakubisela imadlana kumbe uthwele nzima sei?
Imali khona yona, because imali enginayo ngiyakwazi ukuthi ngibhadale lokhu engiyabe ngifuna ukubhadala, like ma-funeral cover, ma-policy lawo, nokuthi nami ngidlale amastokfela namanye amadoda, nami ngikwazi ukuthi inkomo zami ezisekhaya umuntu ekwazi ukuzikhangela. So ngathi ngiyakwazi ukuphila ngale mali abanginikeza yona, because it's nearly boma 9,000. So ngathi khona kuyaphileka, noma nanxa incane kodwa kuyaphileka.
Ye, so abantwana bathini njalo, kubabona nini sokutheni kumbe ulamaphepha lawo eZimbabwe exemption permit, uminjani kunapho?
Yebo, ngisebenzisa yona i-permit noma i-SARS, ngiyayibhadala yonke intela, ngiyayibhadala. Kodwa-ke kuba buhlungu kakhulu uma sevuze ngibona iy'ngane zami ma ngasazifonelanga ngala ama-video calls, akusekho okunye ukuthi uzibone, ngoba even na last le holiday bekhona angizange akwazi ukuthi ngiye ekhaya ngendlela yokuthi you never know, uzothi ma uhambile lena uyehluleka ukubuya futhi, uyabona. So yile nto eyangizenza ukuthi ngiyenze ukuthi ngiyehluleka nami ukuthi ngiyobona ifamily ekhaya. Kodwa njalo nje iminyaka yonke nginokuhamba phakathi nonyaka nangodisemba, yilapho engithola khona isikhathi.
Umnumzana Joe Busane Masuku ngodabuka eZimbabwe kodwa osehlala kwele South Africa. Limuzo ixoxa lapho lo Gibbs Dube we Studio 7 eseJohannesburg.
Ngesikhathi senguquko kungacaci kahle okwenzakala emhlabeni, esikuzwayo kungayisikho esikubonayo. Sidinga iqiniso. Sitshelwa izindaba ezingaphelelanga, silahlekelwe liqiniso. Ngesikhathi sohlupho, amaphupho ethu, ithemba nezifiso zekusasa enhle kwenzakala uma abezindaba bekhululekile. Umsakazo we-Voice of America silethulela izindaba ezitholwa ngokuzinikela okuphezulu. Sixhumanisa abantu ngokubethulela iqiniso. Kumsakazo we-Voice of America silethulela okwenzakalayo njengoba kunjalo.
Inhlanganiso yentuthuko eyecholocho, indosakusa Cholocho Community Development Trust, ithi uhamba kuhle kakhulu umkhankaso wayo ukuthuthukisa ezempilakahle ezibhedlela lakumaklinika kanye lokufundisa izakamizi amakhono emisebenzi. Uthuso Kumalo uxoxa lamalunga ale inhlanganiso, iningi labo asebesebenzela kwele South Africa.
Ngobona ngokuqoqwa kwenhlelo zenhlanganiso ye-Indosakusa Cholocho Development Trust, uMnumzana Wiseman Ndlovu uthe Studio 7 ukuthi uhlelo lwabo lolu lokuthuthukisa ezempilakahle ezibhedlela emaklinika balusungule ngemva kokubona ukuthi kunengikuselelayo okudingwa isigulane. Uthi ngemva kokuthola uluhlu lwezinto ezisilela esibhedlela saseCholocho District Hospital, basebenzisane nenhlanganiso yemingcwabo eNtulula Burial Society bathenga ama wheelchair lama crashes okusetshenziswa izigulane ezokunzima ohamba. Utakusikho kwakuqala ukupha uncedo kulesi sibhedlela njengoba phambilini bephe ama IV, ama blood pressure machines, ama ketene kanye nokupenda indlu yabomama asebebelethileyo.
Asincedisanga kuphela iTsholotsho Hospital, kuphela nje ukuthi yiyo i-main lapho esifocus ekhona, kodwa sesike sancedisa la kwezinye indawo ezifana labo Kefunye, ezifana la khona ngale Madlamombe Clinic, la kubo Phumula Hospital sesike safika khona. So sikhangelele ukuthi umsebenzi wokuncedisa ezempila kahle uye phambili.
Okokhela esibhedlela seTsholotsho uDokotela Mbonisi Nyathi uthi izifo abazithole kuhlanganiso ye-Indosakusa zizasiza kakhulu izigulane. Uthi isibhedlela lesi sinakakela abantu abafika izinkulungwane ezilikhulu lamashumi amathathu 130,000. Uthi okubathokozayo ukuthi akusikho kwakuqala inhlanganiso le ibapha izipho, njalo bathemba akuzukuba ngokugcina. Isakhamuzi seTsholotsho umnumzana Zibusiso Sibanda odabuka eLuchu eseGimila uward 6 onguye njalo umsunguli wenhlanganiso yeTsholotsho Youth Hub utshaye umpululu ngoxhaso abaluthola ezibhedlela.
Kuyinto enhle kakhulu eluncedo kithi njengomphakathi, ikakhulu thina abantu abatsha. Kuba lula ke kathesi ukuthi isibhedlela laphana senelisa ukunceda lokusiza abantu abaza bedinga usizo lwama-crashes lama-wheelchair.
Kodwa umnumzana Wiseman Ndlovu uthi akupheleli lapho. Uthi ngemva kokubona ukuthi iningi lezakhamizi kasebenzi kukanti intsha iphetha ngokubalekela kule South Africa uyadinga umsebenzi, sebeqale ukwakha isikolo samakhono emsebenzini.
I-college yethu i-college ekhangelele ukufundisa abantu imisebenzi yezandla, ikakhulu imisebenzi enjengokulima, yokuthunga, yokufaka amasola, i-beekeeping or ngithi ukugcina inyosi. Yiyo ama-skills la esikhangelele ukuthi abantu bewafunde nge-college yethu. Ngikhuluma nje manje i-college yethu isemaduzane lokuthi iqalise ukuthi isebenze. Sisaqedisa nje ukuthenga i-material ye-irrigation because sifuna ukuqala nge-irrigation scheme laphana. Sibe siloke se-expanda siyenze okunye lokunye.
Isakamizi semathethaneni eTsholotsho uNkosazana Sithembiso Ndlovu uthi uhlelo lwamakhono empilo lolu kufanele lukhange intsha yonke eTsholotsho ukuthi ibe yingxenye ye-Indosakusa.
Le nto iyimpumelelo kubani nobani, nami engisakhula yize sengikhulile, laba abeza emva kwami nabantwana bami, ukuthi impilo zabo zithuthuke, zithuthukiswa yithi thina singabazali babo. Abantwana bethu esibazeleyo nabantwana babo abazobazala bazothola ikusasa labo ngayo le Indosakusa engayijoyinayo.
Umnumzana Wiseman Ndlovu uthi okwamanje inhlanganiso yakhe idinga uxhaso lwemali nempahla ezingasetshenziswa ezibhedlela ngoba kusasekuningi okudingakalayo. Mele Studio 7 Johannesburg kwele South Africa, Nguthuso Khumalo.
Kulive Talk namhlanje uhlelo lwethu sikhangela ukuhlala kwemithethandaba yokubhalisa abafisa ukuncintisa kukhetho lwalonyaka ama-nomination codes ezabelweni zonke zelizwe. Bonike isikhathi sethu kasavuma ukuba siqhubekele phambili silokhe sisonke kulolu hlelo, kodwa ke sike ngaka kanye singakayehlukani wothi sikhangele ezinye zezindaba ebezikhokhela. Bekuyisiphithiphithi emthethondaba yokubhalisa labo abafisa ukuncintisa kukhetho lwalonyaka bemele amabandla abo ezombusazwe kuma-nominations codes ahlaleke ezabelweni zonke zelizwe. Silugqiba-ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo nguPraxedes Jeremiah. Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.